All right, we'll say good morning. So we're going to begin. Today's daf is Nuntes. And we're going to begin. I have a Mishnah on Nunchas Amud Beis. So remember, again, we dedicate our learning this morning as a refuah shleima from Al Pacino, Moshe ben Sion ben Le'arach. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, he will have a refuah shleima. Okay, so we pick up Mishnah Nunchas Amud Beis. We only measure the tchum through an expert. Right? You have to go ahead. We don't just let anyone measure the tchum, but rather, again, we want the person who measures the tchum to be a mumcha. Riba lemakom echad, umiyet lemakom echad. If now we'll say, in this case, we'll see what it means is, if let's say you have two sides of the tchum, and on one side the tchum measures X, and the other side, the tchum measures X plus Y. This is talking in the same direction. So let's say again, in the we'll call it the northern direction on the city, on the left marker, you know, the tchum ends here, and on the right marker, the tchum ends 1,000 feet further. So what do you do in that case? So the Gemara says, Shomon lemakom sheriba. We go with the larger tchum. We go with the longer tchum. We go with the longer one. Riba la'echad umiyet la'echad. Similarly, again, if the tchum was long on one side, short on the other side, shomen lemeruba, we go with the longer tchum. So we'll say, we'll have to see exactly what this means, because it seems to be repeating the same idea over again. We'll see in the Gemara. Va'afidu eved va'afidu shifcha, ne'emanin lomar ad kan tchum shavis. And even an eved, even a shifcha, are believed to say that we know that until here is the tchum shavis. We know until here is the tchum shavis. Shelo amru chachamim es hadavar lahachnir ela lahakas. So, boss, what's interesting about this, of course, is thank you very much, Al. What's interesting about this is the following: that lemaisa, even though normally an eved or an isha or a shivcha are not believed, eved or shivcha are not believed for edos. In this particular case, let's say nobody knows where the tchum ends, an eved or an isha would be believed to go ahead and say, we know, based on what we've seen in the past, that the tchum ends here, at point X. Why? Because the rabbis only said the laws of tchumen, they did not say it lahachmir, they did not say it to be stringent, rather they only said it lahakel. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi, last Rashi on the daf. When the rabbis decreed that a person should not go outside of the tchum, lo amru lahachmir b'tchumin, they did not say this to be machmir on the tchum, ela lahakil b'tchumin, rather to go ahead and be makil on the tchum. Okay, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Top of Nuntas, lemakom sheriba in, lemakom shemiyed lo. So the Gemara says, let's go back to the first case for just a moment. What was the first case in the Mishnah? First case in the Mishnah was that if you're measuring the tchum, and the two tchum measures and don't end up in the same place, right? So again, on one side it's longer, one side it's shorter. So the Mishnah says you can go to the longer, according to the longer measurement. So the Gemara says, well, does that mean that you can go to according to the longer measurement, but on the shorter side you can't rely on that tchum at all? To which the Gemara says, lo, ema af lemakom sheriba. What the Gemara says is that no, what it means is you could even go according to the longer side, which also means that if you can imagine, so if you're going, let's say, in the same direction, the northern direction, we'll just call it, and you're measuring, the two tchum markers are not even. So the marker on, we'll call it, on the right side is longer than the left side. Not only can you go the length on the right side of the tchum marker, but what? You could use the length of the right side to also tell you the tchum on the left side. So now, even though the tchum on the left side is shorter, you can apply the longer shear of the right side to the left side as well. Riba le'echad umiyet le'echad. So riba le'echad umiyet le'echad. So we'll say again, the Mishnah seems to say the same thing over here. If you literally had a longer tchum on one side and a shorter tchum on the other, then you can go with the longer one. So the Mishnah says, Hasulamali, why do I need this second statement? Hainu hach. Is this not the same as the previous statement just made in the Mishnah? To which the Gemara says, no. Hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Riba echad umiyet echad shomin lazeh sheriba. So we'll say the Gemara wants to suggest that this is another case. What's the case? Rashi says, Hachi kamar, riba la echad umiyet echad is the second line in Rashi from the top. Shemadadum shnei b'nei adam zemiyet v'zeh riba. So Rabbi said, in the first case of the Mishnah, you had one person who measured the tchum. It just happens to be that for whatever reason, on one side, and when I say side, I don't mean direction. I mean same direction, but on one side of the tchum, on the same direction, it came up a little bit shorter or a lot shorter than the other one. So in that case, again, the Mishnah says we go after the longer shear. This is another case. In this case, you had two different people who measured the tchum, and they came up with two different measurements. One had a longer tchum, and one had a shorter tchum, to which the Mishnah says, we go ahead and what? We go ahead and we go with the shear of the longer tchum. So the Gemara says, Shomen l'zeh shariba, we go with the one who went ahead and had the longer tchum. However, Amar Abaye, Abaye qualifies this by saying, Ubilvad, Shelo yarbe yoser mimidas ha'ir ba'alach sona. So Abaye says, that's true as long as what? As long as the longer shear is not greater than the shorter shear corresponding to the diagonal of the tchum, the diagonal of the city. And I will say, what Abaye is saying is, meaning we can go ahead and we could assume that they have different measurements, and we could even assume that both of the measurements are within the, we'll call it, under the umbrella of tchum correctness. But when there is such a disparity between the shiurim, like the amount of the diagonal of the tchum city, then by definition, that's too much of a disparity to ignore. And in that case, we'd have to really remeasure to see exactly who it is that is correct. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shelo yar b'yosei midas ha'ir b'lachsona, da'afi l'riba shir godol, d'leka l'misli, b'nechisas ha'chedal, talin rabba b'tos ha'alachson. Okay, so we'll have to get into all the measurements right now. But the point that Abaye makes is, yes, the Mishnah tells us that if two people measured and they came up with different measurements, one larger, one smaller, you could go ahead and accept the measurement of the larger measurement, which of course is beneficial to the residents of the city, as long as the larger shear is not more than the diagonal of the city, more than the smaller shear. Because at that point in time, we'd have to assume that there's a certain degree of human error involved. Because again, remember, the Mishnah said that the Chachamim only said this matter to be, the Chachamim did not say this matter to be machmir, but rather to be meikel. They both said, what does that mean? So now what the Gemara is saying is like this. Essentially, what the Gemara seems to be saying is, since tchumim are drabanon, therefore any suffix drabanon by definition will go lekula. Because also what the Gemara is going to point out is, the Chachamim invented the idea of tchum. Right, so obviously, inventing the tchum itself is a chumrah. So what does it mean that Chacham only said the tchum to be mekel, but not to be machmir? What it means is that the tchum is dirabanan. Obviously, dirabanan will be machmir by inventing tchum. But in the halachic mechanisms of tchum, because it's a dirabanan, by definition, any suffix is going to be dealt with lakula. Therefore, for example, if the tchum measurements on two sides, one side comes up here, one side comes up over here, we'll go with larger tchum. Two people measure the city. One gets a larger tchum, one gets a shorter tchum. We go with the larger tchum. So the Gemara says, "V'atanya." But we learned, "Lo amru chachamim es hadavar lahakel, ela lahachmir." But the Gemara says, the Braisa says just the opposite. The Braisa says that the chachamim said the whole idea of tchum not to be lenient, but rather to be machmir. So how does that reconcile with our Mishnah? Amr Avinu, no. Lo lahakel al divrei Torah. Ella lahachmir al divrei Torah. So the Gemara says, you're right. The concept of tchum is obviously a chumrah. It's the rabbinic chumrah. Look at Rashi. Lo lahachmir al divrei Torah. Koma shekazru chachamim b'tchumin lahachmir al divrei Torah bo. Whatever the rabbi said regarding tchum was a chumrah. Why? Dimida oraisa lo mitziri midi. Because also remember, midda oraisa, there is no concept of tchum Shabbos. Middah, right now, obviously we know that this is a machlokis by itself. This is a machlokis of tchumin or d'oraisa or drabanan. All the indicators seem to be pointing in the direction that we're going to pass him that it's drabanan. So this Gemara over here takes that approach. Middah, there is no cap on how far you can travel on Shabbos. We're going to both say, Middah, we have otzah, Middah, we have carrying, we have melacha, but we don't have the idea of just stam walking and being within a tchum. The inhu gozer, and the rabbis came along, and they were gozer. They decreed regarding the tchum, hilchach azlin al behula kula da tchumin atzman midraban. So Rabbi says, this is the interesting double-sided coin of this. So on one hand, the tchum represents a rabbinic chumrah because midraisa there is no concept of tchum. The rabbis came along and limited your mobility on Shabbos to tchum Shabbos. On the other hand, since Tchum is Drabanan, therefore, by definition, whenever there's going to be some kind of doubt in Tchum law, what will we say? Safek Drabanan Lekula, and therefore we'll always rule leniently. So go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Lo Amra Abina Lo, Lo Lahakel Divrei Torah El Hagwa. So this is the reconciliation of two Brises. So the Brisa that the Gemara just quoted over here, I should say the Brisa and the Mishnah. The Brisa that the Gemara just quoted over here that said that the rabbis only came along to be Machmir and not to be Meiko. Yes, that's true in the Iker innovation of Tchum. The concept of Tchum was a Chumrah that the rabbis added on. But, nevertheless, Utchumin Drabanan. But Tchumin themselves are Drabanan. Therefore, the Mishnah says that any time you have a Safek, you're always going to rule leniently, and therefore, whenever there's a doubt about the length of the Tchum, we always go with the larger shear, which gives people the larger Tchum. Says the Mishnah, Ir Shal Yochid V'Na'asis Shal Rabin. So it's another interesting case. Literally, if you have a city, we'll translate these words literally, and we'll see what they mean. If you have a city that belonged to an individual, that then became the property of the collective. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Ir shal yachid, Rashi says, Shalohayu nichnasin batamid, samich revo shal b'nei adam. Velo chashiva roshasarabim, telo damya litigali midbar. So Bosai, if you remember again, there was an idea from, which already in Shabbos, that in order for a place to be roshasarabim, you need two things. Number one, you need to be 16 amos wide. And number two, you need pedestrian traffic of 600,000 people. 600,000 people. So to resemble that which happened in the desert. So Rashi points out over here that Ir Shal Yochid essentially is a city that does not have a real biblical Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's Ir Shal Yochid. That's called the city of the individual. Doesn't mean, we'll see, according to some, it actually means that it's owned by an individual. But we're not going to go with that approach over here. It's a city that doesn't really have a Rosh Hashanah. Fine. So what happens? I have an Irshal Rabim, Irshal Yachid, so no Rosh Sarabim in this city. V'na'asis Shal Rabim. And now it becomes a city of the Rabim. Look at Rashi. V'na'asis Shal Rabim, Shanitos Foba Diurin, Onikba Usham Shukim. So what happens? You had additional residents that came in, or marketplaces, or additional shops. We're set up. The point is, there's a much heavier flow of pedestrian traffic. So I will say, what's that halacha? Ma'arvin es kula. You could go ahead and make an era for the whole thing. But I will say, let's look at Rashi, and we'll have to explain this concept. Ma'arvin es kula means you can make one era for the entire city. Says Rashi, ki betchila, as it was in the beginning. Ve'ein mava'oseha, srichin tikun, and the mavois don't need any additional tikun, sharihi kechatzer achas. Ukigon she'ein ba rishus harabim gemura shaltes zayin amo v'im yesh b'mevarish b'gemar takant v'sham sabsochus. We'll say, listen to this. There's an interesting halacha that's whenever you have a city in which, again, there is a rishus harabim, you can't make one eruv for the entire city, but rather you need each mavoi to do its own eruv. The reason for that is there's a concern that if the whole city does one eruv, people will forget about the fact that what? That there's a concept of hotzah. This is not talking about what we call shituf muvos. This is not talking about our Erev Tchumen anymore. I'm sorry, I should have given you that introduction. We've switched topics. Right? If you're no longer dealing with Erev Tchumen, we're back to shituf muvos, which is the Erev that allows you to actually carry. So now again, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that if you have a city that has a real Rosh Sarabim in it, you are not allowed to make one Eruv for that entire city. Why? Out of a concern that people growing up in that city will not realize that there's a concept of Hotzah, there's a concept of carrying from Rishus to Rishus. Therefore, what we'll see in just a moment is, whenever you had a city with a real Rosh Sarabim, what you had to do is you had to leave some part of the city un-Eruved. We'll discuss the mechanics of that. Now what the Mishnah is talking about, however, is, let's say you have a city that started out as what we call an Irshal Yochid, which is a city without a Rosh Sarabim. If it doesn't have a Rosh Sarabim, then what can you do? You can make one era for the entire city. Well, let's say then the status of the city changes. So it goes from an Irshal Yochid to being an Irshal Rabim. Now what can you do about the Eruv? So the Mishnah says, nevertheless, Ma'arvin es kula. Even though now its status has changed from an Irshal Yochid to an Irshal Rabim, you can still make one Erev for the entire city. Rashi says, Ma'arvin es kula kibetchila, like it was in the beginning. Ve'ein mavu oseh ha-tzrich and tikun, sharihi ke-chatzar achos. Okay, go. So we'll say, we will see over here, essentially what we allow you to do is we allow you to keep the city as it, according to its original status, and therefore Lamaisi, you can make one Erev for the entire city. The Shal Rabin, the Na'asis Shal Yachid. What happens, however, if it was a city of the Rabin? It was a city of the Rabin, Harush the Rabin, the Na'asis Shal Yachid. And then what happened? People moved away. People moved away. So the population diminished. So now it's considered to be an Ir Shal Yachid. So what do you do about the Erev? Ein ma'arvin eskula. You can't make one era for the entire city. You can't make one era for the entire city. Why I will say, so what do you see over here? What seems to be coming out over here is that Lamaisa, we look at a city in accordance with its original designation. Ela imkein, asa chutzala ki ir chadasha shebi Yehuda. The only way, Rabosa, you can make an Eruv in an Ir Shal Rabim, in a city that is of a Rosh Sarabim city, is if you exclude some significant amount from the Eruv. For example, how large of an area do you have to exclude from the Eruv? Kir Chadash Sheb Yehuda. Like the size of a new city in Yehuda. What does that mean? Sheyesh Bach Hamishim Diurim. That has 50 residents. Dir Rabbi Yehuda. So you'd have to exclude an area of 50 residents from the Eruv. Rabosa, remember, all of this is done in order that people remember the concept of Hotzah. Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to exclude that much. Gimel Chatzeros, you have to exclude three Chatzeros, Shal Shnei Batim, that have two homes each in it. Three Chatzeros of at least two homes. So Rabosai, what comes out from here is the following, that Lamaisa, if you have a city that begins with a particular identity, even if that identity changes, the city designation remains intact. So if I have an Ir Shal Yochid that became an Ir Shal Rabim, I can still make one Erev for the entire city. I have an Ir Shal Rabim that became an Ir Shal Yochid, I cannot make one Erev for the entire city, and would still have to exclude some amount from the Erev, again, in order to remind people of the concept of Hotzah. How much do I have to exclude? The Machlokes Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Says the Gemara. Heichi Domi Ir Shal Yochid V'Na'asis Shal Rabim. What exactly is the case of an Ir Shal Yochid? A city, right? I will call it, Rabosa again, it's not an individual city, Ir Shal Yochid. Rather, the best way to explain it is, it's a city that doesn't have a Rosh Sarabim. City that doesn't have a real Rosh Sarabim. Remember, in order to have a real Rosh Sarabim, remember, you need two things. You need the width of the road, 16 amos, plus you need pedestrian traffic of 600,000. So Ir Shal Yochid is a city that does not have this. So says the Gemara, Heichi Domi Ir Shal Yochid. What is the case of an Ir Shal Yochid? V'na'asesh Rav Mikim Rabin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kigon Di'iskarta D'Reish Galusa. An example of this would be like the city of the Reish Galusa. So we spoke about the Reish Galusa a number of times. The Reish Galusa was the head of diaspora Jewry. So as an example of an Ir Shal Yochid that became an Ir Shal Rabim, the city of the Reish Galusa, Amalei Rav Nachman, my time, why would the city of the Reish Galusa be considered a city of the Rabim? Ilema mishum de shchichi gabe harmina mitkari ahadadi. Supposedly, listen to this. So now you're going to say, well, the reason why we become a city of the Rabbim is because people come for the government, right? Remember, the Reish Galusa was the government. Look at Rashi. Mishum de shchichi Rabbim gabe harmina eitzel hamoshal. People come to the ruler. Dahinu Reish Galusa litol rishus, to ask permission for things. Ladun, to go and adjudicate cases. Ulahatir Bechoros, Vasahati Bechoros means Reish Galusa also ruled on halachic matters. Velismoch and for Smicha, Mitzkriso, again, if you tell me that a lot of people are coming to the Reish Galusa because it's the seat of exile government, Mitkri Ahadadi. I will say, what is Mitkri Ahadadi? Look at Rashi. Velo Asu Lemishri Sharabim, Vaharihi Sharabim. I will say, Mitkri Ahadadi means people will remind each other that what? That again, Lemaisa, they can carry here, but can't carry in other places that are Rosh Sarabim. Meaning, almost what the Gemara is saying over here is, why do you have to be concerned about this particular area? Because you have a lot of people there. Again, generally, Rabosai, having a large group of people is actually helpful for the avoidance of Shabbos desecration. Why? Because the assumption is people will remind each other about the halacha. Cool. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Kulhu Yisrael, Rabosai, so what the Gemara is saying over here is, the reason why, again, just to follow this logic, the reason why, even though this is an Ir Shal Yochid, that it became an Ir Shal Rabin, The reason we allow you to still make one Eruv for this entire area is because people will remind each other that this particular locale is different, but just because you can carry here does not automatically mean what? That you can carry in any Yerushal Rabbin. This is a different case. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, Kulhu Yisrael Nami, Betzafra Dishapso Shchichi Gabi Hadodi. If that's the case, says the Gemara, the truth is, any place where there are a lot of Jews, Jews gather together on Shabbos morning. Rashi points out something very interesting. Why do they gather? Rashi says, Ela Omer Rav Nachman, Tzafra Dishapso Shchichi Hadodi, Lishmoa Drasha. Right, everybody gets together Shabbos morning to hear the drasha. So if that's the case, then what? If that's the case, then what? Then Lemais Rabbo said there should also be no concern in a case of where you have an ear. Then of course, in any case where you have a rabbin, people will remind each other that this particular locale is different. Ela Amar Rav Nachman kigon diskarta dinituzoi. So therefore, Rav Nachman comes along and says, no, I will give you the example of an ear shel yochid that became a rabbin, literally the city of Nituzoi. So Rashi is over here, what does this mean? Kigon diskarta to Nituzoi, krach shel osa ish. So apparently Nituzoi was a person. Nituzoi was a man. So what happens? You want an example of an ir shel yochid dinasis shel rabbin? It's the city of Nituzoi. It began as a city that was, I guess, quite literally owned by an individual, did not have the requisite pedestrian traffic to make it a rishis rabbin, and yet what? Then the rabbin came. Nevertheless, the designation of an Ir Shel Yochid still remained, and you can make one Eruv for the entire city. Tan Rabbanan, Ir Shel Yochid v'Na'aseh Shel Rabbin. If you have a city that was of the Yochid, again, no Rishus HaRabim, and it became a city of the Rabbin, listen to this case. Urishus HaRabim Overes Bisocha. But now Rabbo said, what do you have? You now have literally a Rishus HaRabim that runs through it. A Rishus HaRabim that runs through it. So the Gemara asks, Ketzad Me'arvin Osa, how do you go ahead and make an Eruv for it? Right, so how do you make an Eruv for it? So the Gemara says, Osa Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Okora Mikan, Vekarnakan. So let's see here the case. So the case now over here is, I have an Ir Shel Yochid that became Shel Rabin, pedestrian traffic came, and I literally have a Rishus HaRabim that runs from one end of the city to the other end of the city. So the question now is, so now the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that I can still make one Eruv for this entire city. The Shaila is, that's fine, but I somehow have to, quote-unquote, fix the Rishus HaRabim that runs through it. Let's go back to our Shabbos days. Back to our early Eruvin days. So how do I do that? So the Gemara says, you put a Lechi on one side, a Lechi on the other side, or a Kora on one side, and a Kora on the other side, v'nosein be'emso. And you can go ahead and do whatever you want now in that Rishus HaRabim. Look at Rashi just a moment, Rabbi Osain. Rashi points out, Rishus HaRabim Overes Pesocho, Shaltez Zayin Amo. So this is that Rishus HaRabim that has the pedestrian traffic and also has the width. Lechem Mikan V'Lechem Mikan, Rashi says, L'Rashi Rishus HaRabim. This is talking about on the end of Rishus HaRabim, back to the Gemara, Ve'ein Me'arvin Osa L'Chatzon. And you can't go ahead and make an Eruv a part of it. Ella O Kula, rather either you make an Eruv for it in its entirety, or O Mavoi Mavoi Bifne Atzmo, or you make a separate Eruv for each Mavoi independently. Look at Rashi, they in Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzon, the Chavon de Neikara Chadihi, because since from the beginning this was one Rishos, because you also remember there's an Ir Shel Yochid that became an Ir Shel Rabim, Asri Hani Ahani. These can go ahead and ask one on the other. Well, interestingly enough, because this was originally an Ir Shel Yochid, therefore they're considered to be like one unit. Therefore, if you try to make an Eruv for just part of the city, then what happens? Remember the halacha. If you try to make an Eruv in a chatzer and you leave one of the residents out, that compromises the Eruv. So too, if you have an Ir Shel Yochid that became an Ir Shel Rabim, you also can't go ahead and make an Eruv for part of it. Why? Because Lemaisa, since it was an Ir Shel Yochid and that was its original designation, if you leave someone out, that compromises the effectiveness of the Eruv itself. Therefore, you have a choice. Either make an Eruv for the entire city, or what? Or don't make an Eruv for everyone, and let every single Mavoi take care of itself. So the Gemara says, Haisa Shel Rabim, Vahari Hi Shel Rabim. If it originally was an Ir Shel Rabim, and it remains an Yerushal Rabim, meaning nothing can change in the status of the city. V'ein la ela Pesach Echad, and it only has one opening. And mostly what that means is that the Rosh Sarabim that runs through it is not what we call Mifuleshes. It's not open on both ends, but rather it's closed on one end and open on the other. Then, Ma'arvin Es Kula. Then you have the ability to make one Eruv for the entire city. Because apparently the assumption is that since it's not open on both sides, therefore the Maisa, you could make an Eruv for the entire city. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, the Me'arvin Es Kula. So we'll say, now the Gemara is going to go back and dissect this Braisa. So the first thing Gemara asks is, who is the Tana that says that you can make an Eruv on Rosh Hashanah? Because we'll say, remember, if you remember, one of the cases of the Braisa was what? One of the cases of the Braisa was that you have an Irshal Yachid that became an Irshal Rabin, and there is a Rishus HaRabin that runs through it. A real Rosh Hashanah that runs through it. So what did the Braisa say? That you can go ahead and put a Lechi on one side, a Lechi on the other side, or a Korah on one side, a Korah on the other side, and you're good. So Gemara says, wow, that's an incredible Kiddush. Who is the opinion who holds that you can go ahead and make an Eruv for a real Rishus HaRabim? Also, remember, we made the assumption until that if you have a real Rishus HaRabim, the only way to get around that is how? Remember? Is how? Yeah. Is doors. Right? Is doors. Whether the doors have to close or the doors have to open. So who is this man talking who says that you essentially can make an Eruv on Rishus HaRabim the same way that you'd be Matakin on Mavoi, right? You put a Lechi or a Korah, and suddenly that's it. To which the Gemara says, Omar Afun Breit Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Hudi. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, because the Raisa says, Yes, sir, Akin, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mishi yesh lo shnei batim, mishnei tidei v'shul rabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone has two homes at the two ends of the Rosh Sarabim. So I've also said, the easiest way to conceptualize, we had this case before, the easiest way to conceptualize this is, you have two homes on opposite sides of the width of the Rosh Sarabim. On the width. Okay, so what happens? And now what do I want to do? I want to be able to carry from home A to home B. Only one problem, which is, there's a Rosh Hashanah in the middle. So what do? Ose lechi mikan, the lechi mikan. I go ahead and I put a lechi on by the side of each house. O korah mikan, the korah mikan. Or a korah on this side, a korah on that side. Vinose in ba'emsa. And mazel tov, I can go in and carry from one house to the other. I have just effectively made an eruv in my Rosh Hashanah. Amrulo leset Rabbi Yehuda, Ein me'arvin rishus harabim bekach. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, sorry Rabbi Yehuda, you can't make an eruv for rishus harabim like this. So I'll say the point the Gemara is making over here is the Braisa that said that you can go ahead and fix, so to speak, rishus harabim, which is the lechi or a korah, really seems to reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara goes back to it. The Gemara now is going to dissect each part of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar mar, ve'ein me'arvin osa lechatzon. So the next statement to the Braisa was, you can't make a partial Eruv. Now also remember, this was in this case of an Irshal Yachid that became an Irshal Rabin. Alright, so now remember, in that case, the Kula on one hand is that it's still treated as an Irshal Yachid, and therefore what? You can make one Eruv for the entire city. So the Braisa said, it's not just that you can make one Eruv for the entire city. You have a choice. You have to make one Eruv for the entire city, or every man for himself, and every single Mavoi must make its own Eruv. So the Gemara, so remember, Rashi explained the reason for this is that since it's a Irshal Yochad originally, therefore all of the residents are interconnected. Because they're interconnected, to make an Eruv for some and not to others would by definition compromise the Eruv. Because whenever you go out and you make an Eruv for those for part of a group, and you don't include other members who are really technically part of that group, what does that do? That compromises the effectiveness of the Eruv. So the Gemara says, What is that talking about? That's only Rabbi say if you try to divide the city along its length. So Rabbi say if you could imagine if you were to go ahead and divide along the Rosh Hashanah, along the length of the city, that's when it doesn't work. But if you did it according to its width, then what? Ma'arvin. Then in fact, you could make an Eruv a part of the city. What's the pshat? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, El la'arka, derech ayoros liyos pischi filushein la'arkam. Ur-sarabim overes mi pesach la'pesach. So I remember, just the way we normally conceptualize these ideas is, you have two openings. If you had ur-sarabim, the way it normally works is you have two openings, both at the ends of the length of the Rosh Sarabim. And what happens? V'chalkul arka hilchach ein b'nei ha'ir, ein b'nei eiver ha'loz, rosh'in la'arev levadon, ובני עבר הלוז לבדון, ומשום דהני והני דרסי ברכוש שרב יוסף ונכנס לדרך פסחים לכאן ולכאן, ולשרב עם זו מחברוסון, שכולן מעורבים בו, ועשרי הדודי. So also, my papa wants to suggest that the only problem with making two Eruvim is when you split the city down the length. But if you were to split the city along the width, that would be okay. Why, Rashi says, Aval rachba, b'nei shnei ha'avarim l'rosha echad levad, u'b'nei shnei ha'avarim l'rosha echad ha'sheni, levad, ma'arvin shor yecholum l'estalik elu me'elu, v'lo yehe derech elet. So we'll listen to this distinction. If you split the city along the length, then what? Each are still traversing the same pathways. So it's very nice you split it along the length, but it's just, so if you imagine that we have this halachic line going down the middle of the Rosh Sarabim, that's very nice, but what? The entire city is still traversing the same exact roadway. Because of that, you can't make an Eruv, you can't split them up when in fact they're not split. But if you were to split the city along its width, then what would that mean? Because remember how we're setting this up. The Rosh Sarabim that has two openings to the sides of the city. So what happens if you split it along the width? It means the city on the left side uses the left entrance, the city on the right side uses the right entrance, and neither needs to go ahead and encroach on the area of the other. Therefore, the Rav Papa wants to suggest that in fact would work. So the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Delo Kirabi Akiva. So before we tell you who it does reflect, I'm going to tell you who it's not. It's still not Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Ikrabi Akiva, Ha Amar Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, Oseres Afilu Shalo Bimkoma. Because Rabbi Akiva says, literally, a foot that is permitted in its place prohibits even in not its place. So we'll say, what does that mean? So you can look at this Rashi. It's a longer Rashi, the Rashi Regel Hamuteres. I'm just going to share with you the end. Look at the last six lines of that Rashi, Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma. Rashi says, Ela Afilu Iravu Zuliatzma Vizulatma. So here's the case. You have two chatzeros. One chatzer is inside the other. Now, you don't have to imagine it as actually being in circle, but if you have chatzer one, chatzer A, and then chatzer B. Chatzer A has an opening to Rosh Sarabim. Chatzer B is totally enclosed. Chatzer B opens up into chatzer A and goes into Rosh Sarabim like that. So chatzer B does not have its own entrance or exit into the Rosh Sarabim. So Rabbi Akiva says the following. Look at the last couple lines of Rashi. Ela afilu irva zuliatzma bezulaatzma. So we'll say, listen to the following case. Let's say Chatzir A makes its own Eruv for its own residence, Chatzir B makes its own Eruv for its own residence, and Chatzir B and A do not make an Eruv with each other. Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Drisas Haregel Dita, Asra Achitzona, Upinimis Muteres, Vechitzona Asura, Vahakinami Disradadi. Also, Rabbi Akiva holds that even if both of the Chatzeros made their own Eruv, Rabbi Akiva says Chatzer A's Eruv is compromised. Why? Because we also say, since Chatzer B has the right of what? Has the right of passage through Chatzer A, if you don't include the residence of Chatzer B in the Eruv of Chatzer A, it's like excluding residents of Chatzer A, which compromises the Eruv. So we'll say, watch this. So Rabbi Akiva, so therefore the Gemara wants to suggest that clearly this Braisa can't reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you go ahead and, so to speak, split the city along the width, it doesn't preclude the fact that what? That the residents of the left side still have what? Still have access and right of passage on the right side. And residents of the right side still have access to the left side. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Lamaisa, whenever you have right of passage in a particular area, in order for the Eruv of that area to be effective, you must what? Anyone who has rights of passage in that area has to be involved in that Rishus, has to be involved in that Eruv. So the Gemara says, Dik Rabbi Akiva, fine. So the Gemara says, no. Afil team Rabbi Akiva. The price could also reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva. Why? At Kan Lokam Rabbi Akiva Hasam Ela B'Shtei Chatzeros Zulifnim Nizu. When did Rabbi Akiva stay in this position? In the case of two Chatzeros, one inside of the other. Dipinimis Les Le Pischa Achrina. When did Rabbi Akiva say his position? In the case of two Chatzeros, where the inner Chatzer Avosa has no other Pesach. There is no other way to enter and exit the Chatzar if not through exit A. That's when Rabbi Akiva says that the residents of Chatzar B have to join in the Eruv of A in order for A to have an effective Eruv of Al Hacha. But in this case over here, where you're splitting the city down the middle, Hani Nafki Bahai Piska, Vahani Nafki Bahai Piska. Every one of us has their own entrance and exit. So maybe even Rabbi Akiva would agree in this case. Ike de Amri, others say, different version, Amra Papa, lo tema la arka, hu de lo ma'arvin, aval rachba ma'arvin. In his second version of Bosai, Rav Papa says, it goes without saying that if you try to split the city along its length, then of course it's not going to work. De lo ma'arvin. Ella aval, but if you split it according to its width, you might think that it would work. No. Ella afilu lo rachba, nami lo ma'arvin. Rather, according to this approach, Rav Papa is saying, even if you split the city according to its width, you can't make two Eruvin. Whose opinion does this reflect? Kiman, Rabbi Akiva. Because most Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that whenever a group has right of passage in another area, that group must be included in the chaser of that other side. And therefore, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you were to split this city according to its width, because the left side have rights of passage on the right side and vice versa, Rabbi Akiva says in order for either Erev to be effective, the residents of the other side would have to be included, which essentially means almost according to Rabbi Akiva, you'd always have to have one Erev for the entire city. Afilu Tema Rabbanon, to which the Gemara says, no, even the rabbis would agree in this case. Afilu Tema Rabbanon, Atkan, Lo Kami Rabbanon Hasam, Ela B'shtei Chatzeros, Zulif Nemizu. If Siavosai, the rabbis only stated that you could have two different Eruvim, and the residents of the inner city don't go ahead and compromise, or the inner chatzer don't compromise the Erev of the outer chatzer. When is that? Dipnimis achoda lidasha umishtamsha. Because we'll say, what could the residents of the inner city do? The residents of the inner chatzer could always go ahead and simply choose to close off their entrance, and they could fully exist within their inner chatzer. Because of that, the Rabbanan say, they don't need that rite of passage through the outer chatzer. And therefore, by definition, their non-involvement in the Eruv of the outer chatzer does not compromise the Eruv of the outer chatzer. Aval hocha, mi matzu misakir shzarabim eocha. But again, but over here in this case, could it be that they're going to actually remove themselves from the ability to use their shzarabim? Of course not. So we'll say all that just happened over here is that there are two versions of this particular exchange. Either according to the first version, Rav Papa wanted to suggest that although splitting the Rosh Sarabim along the length won't work, splitting it along the width would work, but just bear in mind that only works according to the Rabbanon, not according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the second version, Rav Papa is saying not only can you not split it across the length, you also can't split it across the width. That's in line with the position of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe even the rabbis would agree in this case. The only reason the rabbis didn't agree in the case of the two chatzeros, one inside of the other, is because the inner chatzer could wall itself off, could essentially for Shabbos close its doors and just exist within its chatzer. Therefore, by definition, for Shabbos, we don't have to view it as having rites of passage in the outer chatzer. And therefore, if the outer chatzer makes its own erev without including the people of the inner chatzer, the erev of the outer chatzer will be good. But in the case of a split city, that won't work. You can't be masalik yourself from that. And therefore, even the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so just two different versions of the conversation. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, O kula o mavui mavui bifnei atzmo. So the Brisa said, you have a choice. You can either go ahead and make one erev for the entire city, or every single mavoi is on its own. So the Gemara says, Maishna dilechat soim dilo. Why is it that we can't make an erev a part of the city? The Asri Ahadoti. Why? Because remember, we saw it. You can't make an erev a part of the city. Why? Because Lemaisa, since this was an Ir Shal Yachad originally, all of the residents are considered to be interdependent, interconnected, and therefore, by definition, to make an Erev a part of the city leaves out some of the interconnected residents, which by definition always compromises Erev. Mavoi Mavoi Nami Asri Ahadadi. If that's the case, then why should you be able to make an Erev for each Mavoi on its own? After all, doesn't leaving out the other Mavoi by definition also compromise the Erev? To which the Gemara says, Hacha B'mayaskin, and what's the case over here? The Avod Daka. So we'll say the Avod Daka, look at Rashi just a moment. The Avod Daka, Pesach Namuch, a small opening. Birosh kol mavui. So we'll say, if you have the picture book, you can see that this is picture. This is picture. This is picture 219. So what's the case over here? Where every single mavoi has its own little entrance, makes its own little, like tzura zafasach, own little entrance. The fact that each mavoi makes its own little entrance indicates what? That each one has a desire to be separate from the other. So since each one is showing a desire to be separate from the other, therefore, Lemay said they could each make their own Eruv.
This was before?
V'chihad d'amar Rav Idi bar Avin, amar Rav Chista, echal mipnei mavoi, sha'asa daka lepischo, eina oser al b'nei mavoi. And I will say, so Rav Chista says that any time that a mavoi makes its own entrance, a daka just needs a smaller entrance, that by definition shows their desire to be separate and distinct from the other mavuos. Therefore, again, the choice you have is either you engage in a collective Eruv, or each mavoi makes its own Eruv. Haisa sharabim v'harihi. So let's say, if you remember again, the Mishnah said, right, if it was originally started as an Irshal Rabim, or Rabbi Zera Arva Lemasa Tebe Rabbi Chia, for those Shavik Le Shir. So we'll say, remember, the Mishnah said that Lemaisa, if it was an Irshal Rabim and Naasis Shal Yachid, you can't go ahead and make one Erev for the entire city, unless, of course, you leave out, you have to exclude some Machlokis in the Mishnah, how much you have to, so you have to exclude some amount from the Erev. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zira Arva Lamasa de Bei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Zira made an Eruv for the city of Rabbi Chia, for those Shavik Le Shir, and he did not leave any area un-Eruvd. Amar Le Abaye, my time of the Marachi. So Abaye said, why did you do this? Amar Le, he said, why didn't you leave some part of the city un-Eruvd? Amar Le, he responded, Sabe Didei Amri Le. Right? Sabe Didei Amri Le, because my elders told me that Rav Chia Bar Asim Arev Kula. My elders tell me that Rav Chia Bar Asi made one Eruv for this entire city. V'amina shmamina, and I learned that from this, Eruv shal yachid, v'na'asis shal rabim hi. And so based on the fact that Rav Chia Bar Asi made one Eruv for this city historically, I understood from that this must have been a case, this must have been a city of Eruv shal yachid, that it became an Eruv shal rabim. Amarlei, he said to him, L'didi amruli hanu hana osabi, I heard from my elders, Hahi ashpa havele michad gisa. Then in fact, you know what happened over here? This was a city with the Rosh Sarabim, but what happened? There was a garbage dump on one of the entrances of the Rosh Sarabim that essentially plugged up the entrance. So because it plugged up the entrance, essentially it negated its identity as a real Shusrab, because we're also men, in order to be a real Shusrab, you have to be open on both sides. The hashta di'ipanyale ashpa havile kishnei psachim va'asir. And now what happens? The dump was removed, and therefore what? It's a real Shusrab with two entrances. Amar lei. So when Rabbi Zera heard this, Amar lei lavadaite. He said, the truth is, I'm sorry. I did not even realize that this is what happened. And had I known that, see, what's interesting? I was operating on the idea that I heard historically they made one Eruv here. So because of that, I assumed it was the Irshal Rabim, Irshal Yachid, that became an Irshal Rabim. To which now it's explained to him, no. They made one Eruv because historically there was a garbage dump at one of the entrances, which essentially then negated this road's identity as Irshal Rabim, because that you can make one Eruv. But now the dump has been moved, which means what? It's restored back to original Rosh Hashanah Rabbin status, and therefore Rabbi Zera says, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Had I known that, I would not have made one Eruv. I will say, we'll pick up over here tomorrow, Mirat Hashem.
Rabbi, when it's talking about...